Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Brandon Leopoldis. I'm the founder of Leopoldis Law, based in Los Angeles, California. We are the solutions firm for those in the sports and entertainment space, whether it's an individual, a business, or a brand in that space. We work with all of them.
Perfect. Perfect there. Question number two, Brandon, what are the four types of endorsements? Go.
Good question. Number one, spokesperson agreements, right? Those are pretty self-explanatory. Advertising, right? On the print, that type of stuff. Branding, that's where we're trying to get the brand name out. And then you have product design and placement. The things that we're typically used to seeing are those celebrity endorsement deals, where a celebrity says, I use this product. We also think about sponsorship deals, especially in the sports space, where you might have a Nike logo on the jersey, right? And so those sponsorships have some inherent value because all the athletes are going to wear those. A little bit different in a sport like NASCAR, where it might be an endorsement by that athlete, but typically it's a billboard on the clothing or on the car. So those four types really boil down to what you see. And that includes those new NIL contracts that we have with college kids, college athletes that are now getting paid for the exposure that they can bring those brands.
Absolutely. There again, you know, I had to talk about that afterwards, and basically we both be talked about how great that is, but we only have 8 minutes, 8 seconds. So we can't just constantly talk about how great NIL deals are now. So let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to shout out?
You know, I got to go number one with David Meltzer, who I've told you about, and you know very well. David is a sports marketing guru. He's just a good sports business guy. I've been around a long time. He's a good mentor of mine and a good friend. Really, really impressive guy that I think every time you talk to him, you can get some value from him. A guy named Ed Kastner. Ed Kastner is a personal lines insurance broker with McGriff Insurance out of Fort Myers, Florida. He knows, he's my go-to for, insurance on that personal lines type of thing. A guy named Ron Foster. Ron runs some, celebrity golf tournaments and events, around those big sporting events throughout the year. You want a tough business. Those live events are where it's at. And Ron does a great job. And then there's a guy named Sam Moelle, who's in charge of Legal Funnel. It's a great, law firm, consulting business that is just outstanding.
Perfect. Perfect. I will look them all up there and say hi to David. That is when we're done here. So number four, final fun question, Brandon, tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah. One of the most interesting sales I've ever had was the first time I went into a NFL champion's house, right? Multiple Super Bowl titles, all the money in the world. I think he had made 9 figures contract value at the time, and had significant holdings, very savvy business guy. But he was asking those same questions as a young founder of like a dry cleaner, right? And so it was really interesting. The guy's in his early 30s. And just like any other business person, just because he was on TV didn't mean that he knew all the answers. Mm-hmm. And we had that same conversation. He just happened to, you know, be 6'4" and 260 pounds of solid muscle. But that's one thing that always stands out to me, because no matter where we are, we all have a baseline level of knowledge, and it's typically in that space that we work. I certainly don't know how to, you know, train a guy how to tackle a wide receiver, but he may not know what the difference between an LLC and a corporation is. And so we all have our, it was a good reminder that we all have our areas of expertise, and that's why other people rely on us to provide that.
I like that story there. Basically, guys worth 9 figures and is asking you those type of questions there that absolutely. I get from other people as well there. So Brandon, you've got 4 minutes and 22 seconds left. So that's you amazing. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather or how great NIL contracts are. We can end early. I am flexible. Enjoy.
Bob, first off, I do, link to my website is in the show notes and your blog. So I appreciate that. One of the things that I really am passionate about is talking about these college contracts, right? For these NIL kids. And it's not just for the big Heisman Trophy winners or the guy that hits that game-winning shot at the national title game. We're seeing some disparity in a good way with these type of deals. So whether you're a field hockey or a cross country athlete, or maybe you're playing ice hockey and you're sitting the bench, you have access to some deals. Now you might not make millions of dollars, but you could get free pizza on campus while you're there. Mm-hmm. And all of those have some good value. couple things that we always talk about is you need to have good advisors, even especially a tax advisor for those low dollar deals. You can make a couple thousand dollars thinking you're really crushing it and not realize that you might have a tax consequence for it. I'm not a tax lawyer, but when we shout out other people to our clients, it's based on need. And that's one of the first needs we deal with these college kids. And one thing that we look at as lawyers is not necessarily the effect on college sports. As somebody who works with athletes, I look at what the effect is on those athletes. So you may not like it as a fan for whatever reason. You may not like that recruiting's changed a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's better for those athletes. They're not going to go hungry nearly as often as they used to. And so that's a big thing. Bob, I do have a question for you.
Before that, I want to make one statement about what you just said there. Okay.
Sure.
Some of the people got to realize if you get 100,000 followers on a certain social network, you can get brand deals. You can make money off that there. You're not going to be rich, but you can make a decent, you know, lower middle income level at that point.
Yeah. And you know what? Getting a free meal once a week, that's not a bad deal. No. I take it sometimes.
Excellent. So, what is your question?
Bob, one, you start a podcast. I assume it's good for business. What's that thing that keeps driving you to do more and more of these podcasts?
The networking.
Awesome.
And basically, that's why I do these suckers here. It makes it much easier. We actually talked about that beforehand. It's much easier to ask you to be on a podcast instead of doing the whole, hi, Brandon, I just connected you on LinkedIn. I want to spend 15 minutes on the phone with you. Pretty please. So that's kind of my whole attitude on it there. In fact, I actually have a theory about, you know, prospecting online. Do not pitch anyone until they are convinced you're a real person.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
That is a very, very good one. There is once that someone believes I'm a real person, I feel that I have the ability to pitch them at that point, but there's still no proof. Like when I first send them a message.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Now
that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. We have 80 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add or we can end early?
You know, Bob, one thing I do want to add is that the best time to seek out a lawyer, whether you're in sports, whether you think you need an estate plan, or you get in a car accident, is it's better to contact a lawyer early, get a free consultation, get some information. And just because you think the lawyer went to school, and we did go to school for a long time, doesn't necessarily mean that they know more about your situation than you do. So bring that life experience when you're talking to a lawyer. And if something doesn't sound right, you can probably find another attorney that's going to be able to explain things in a way that's understandable for you, and you get along with them a little bit better. When you hire a lawyer, it's got to be a trust relationship. So always take your time in hiring somebody. It's not just the lawyer that your cousin knows. Hire somebody that makes sense for you, and go ahead and speak to a few lawyers. Even if you're speaking to me, go speak to some other lawyers. That's what I'll tell you, and find that right fit for you.
Perfect. Perfect. You pulled it off there, Brandon. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Brandon, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for Brandon. Say your website real quick.
It's leopoldus.com.
And it's in the description. It's magic. Brandon, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck this social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.